We love hip hop.
There we go. You know, we do audio too, you know.
Audio?
Yeah, like a lot of people don't realize.
I didn't know you guys do audio.
So. Yeah. We're on Spotify, Apple Podcast, all types of places. People see the YouTube videos and that's blessed. But like, we got a whole audio audience that be listening to our podcast in the office, driving the Ubers, all types of shit.
Yeah, man. I didn't know that.
Yeah, man. That's why I make sure that we always start off with some tunes. Let's take them back a little bit.
Let's take it back a little bit.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. We in the building, man. That's me, man. That's Lil Brett.
Let's get it popping right here. It's your boy Friday Ricky Dread here with another interview for your head top. Before I get into it, I want to give a big salute to the sponsors. Big salute to Diamond Club. That's the sign that you see right behind me right there. Hit them up on their Instagram, DiamondClub_Canada, if you need that delivery all over Canada as well as all over the GTA. Also, hit up Steaming Hot Grabba if you need that grabba. Okay, they got different types of grabba flavors, different shakers.
I need some.
We got you. We're going to get a care package over to our guest over here. All right, make sure to hit them up on their Instagram page, Steaming Hot Grabba. One last one. Salute to Exotic Hot Pots. All right, that's the thing that you see on the table right there. It looks like ramen noodles, but it's a little decoy. You know what I'm saying? They got that piffity piff. All right, hit them up on their Instagram page, Exotic Hot Pot CA, and let them know that We Love Hip Hop Boy sent you. You know what I mean? But yeah, man, like we were talking about before we started this, long overdue. I've been watching this guy's career for a while now. I'm gonna fix that mic for you in a second, right there.
Yes, I got it. I've been in the studio.
Yeah, listen. Whole life, so, you know. This guy is I would say a specialist behind the microphone. You know what I'm saying? A young legend in this game, the youngest Toronto rapper to sign a record deal. You know what I'm saying?
Fact.
Hey, listen, man. We're in rarefied air over here today. With no further ado, we have Lil Baretti in the motherfucking building.
Yeah, man. What's going on, Friday? What are you saying?
Yo, fam, I'm blessed. The pleasure to have you here today, man. How's your year been, bro? How's your 2023 been now that we're in the top of 2024?
Let's start there, bro. 2023 was crazy. You know what I'm saying? I had an amazing year, you know? The year could always be better.
Yes, sir.
With less shootings and murders and you know, just negativity or whatever it is. You feel me? So, but I had a great year. Why? Because I was around my family. I was around people I love.
Mm-hmm.
I was around basically building a new me, you know, a new future for myself. Cause yo, let's put it as this. There's always like three stages to this rap shit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. When you got 100 niggas around you when you start, you know what I'm saying? Second stage is when you see whatever you need to see for yourself, you know, see people for who they are and like, you know, you gotta go through some shit to really, you know, get to that spot you wanna get to.
No, for sure.
So like I said, the second stage is when, you know, you see shit you gotta see for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And the third stage is where I'm at right now. Where I'm trying to be a legend, stamp it.
Yeah.
You feel me? Yeah.
Nah, fam. I'm really, really excited to get into this conversation with you. Listen, let's get all the bullshit off the top, right? And then we can get
There's a lot of bullshit.
Yes.
Right now.
And I want to get all of that off the top early so that we can get into a more concise story of Lil Baretti, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The bullshit that I was seeing in the blogs with Shorty, can we clear that up? okay, the setup thing and all that. And I was in the comments. I don't know if you see me early. I was like, yo, my old studio back in downtown, she used to live in that same building.
Have you seen her?
I've seen her many times, fam.
So she gets around.
She gets around, fam.
She gets around.
So break that down to us. What happened there? Like, she was saying that you and a few gentlemen pulled up on her and...
Yo, bro, okay, first of all, I need to clarify this, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I don't roll around no AK-47s, bro.
Thank you.
Dead ass, bro. It's not that type of war. I'm not even in that war. Like, I'm not even like, it's not, you know what I'm saying? It never got to that level where niggas need to ride around with AK-47s.
That was crazy.
Unlicensed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm not an idiot. So, whatever. I'll break down the story.
Please.
I'll get right into the story because I really don't give a fuck. When someone plays on my life, it's like, you know, I gotta say how it is. You feel me?
Yeah.
And like at the end of the day, she's a female. I got two sisters. Listen to what I'm saying. I have two sisters. So whatever the fuck you did, you know what I'm saying? You could go back and think about that shit, rethink it again, and try to fix your ways. You feel me? Me, all I could tell you is do better. Real shit. I have two sisters. So I know you girls, sometimes you guys don't make your own decisions. You be listening to people or whatever it is. But yo, just like, whatever, bro. Like, just stay out the way, bro. You know?
Yeah.
Anyways, this how this shit went down, bro.
Please.
Friday, this how this shit went down. Long story short, I can show you right now. Like, this girl came to, like, I think two of my shows before.
Okay.
One in Ottawa and one in Toronto or whatever. But I never spoke to her. I never hollered at her. I never even fucking looked her way. You feel me?
So you just noticed her at the shows?
My friends noticed her. My homies noticed her. You feel me? So when this girl hit me up on the gram talking about, you're cute, let's talk about it. You messaged me first, so... I don't know why you're trying to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
she's trying
to
make it look like I hollered at her or whatever it is. I don't know if she made it look like that, but I'm just clarifying this shit. I'm going to show you off camera so you see, you know, you can be the vouch.
Yeah, so she's the link up. How did you guys get to the link up point where it's like, okay, let's link?
Hold on, let me show you step by step, bro.
Yes, please.
You got to see this shit, bro.
For the listening audience, Beretti is going into the phone here. I'm going to keep this off camera here.
See that? Who messaged who first, bro?
Yeah.
I didn't message the girl, dog.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I didn't message you.
Yeah.
So you messaged me talking about you're cute.
She slid in the DMs.
She slid in the DMs. We got to the Snapchat. And then the girl's talking about, let's link up. Me right away. I'm Southside to the bone, to the bone, baby. So I show my niggas like, yo, what's up? Look at this.
Yeah.
My niggas like, yo, that's the same girl.
You've
been seeing that, you know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, bro, every Loki drop, we see this girl.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like, we don't know. Like, I don't know if she's a fan and she likes my music at this point, or I don't know if she's on a bad mind tip, like, you know what I'm saying? Cause
like
you know Toronto, bro, you gotta be on your toes.
Yeah.
And I'm from downtown, so like you're not you can't play no games with a downtown nigga like me, bro.
No, facts.
You feel me? So I'm looking at it like, all right, my nigga, look at this, broski. Broski looks at this shit, he's like, all right. He's like, yo, cause he like, tell this girl, yeah, we're gonna link up, but you're gonna send her an Uber. So she said, yeah, send the Uber whenever you want, whatever. So now we're ready to link up. She's getting ready to link up. My homie tells me, like I said, I'm Southside. Remember that. Like I said, I'm Southside. So my homie tells me, yo, listen, yeah, tell her you're going to call her Uber. Matter of fact, you're doing something right now.
Yeah.
You'll let her know when you're going to call her the Uber. Send the address.
Mm-hmm.
So now she sends her address. Whatever address she sent, I don't know why address she sent. That's discreet. You know, I'm not finna go there with that girl.
Yeah.
But she sent the address. We pulled up to the address. and called the Uber. Now we see a girl coming out the building. She doesn't go straight in the Uber. Mm. She walks across the street to like a car, talks to someone throughout the window.
Wow.
Crosses back the street, jumps in the Uber. The Uber takes off. You feel me?
And you guys are already scoping it the whole place.
We're scoping everything. I'm looking at everything. I'm laughing, you know? So I'm looking at everything. I'm just laughing. I'm like, all right. So now we follow the Uber, but like, we're like seconds after the Uber left. You feel me? So
yeah.
That car that she was talking to started following them too. Wow. So now it was just like a convoy. It was like a 3-car convoy. And I'm behind both of them.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So now they're just going towards the address I gave her, or the address I put on the Uber.
Mm-hmm.
So now she pulls up to the address and basically, oh, before we even pulled up to the, I even forgot. I got to make sure I say everything.
Yeah.
Before you even put up to the Addy, the car basically like, the car realizes, yo, there's a car behind us following. You get what I'm saying? So they exit. They just disappear. Like they just leave the roads. Like they just, and the way they turn, it was like on some like scenario shit. Like trying to throw us off of, we could go with them type shit. But I'm still focused on the Uber.
Yeah.
You're not finna trick me out my, like, you know what I'm saying? So I'm focused on the Uber. So the car turned, I'm like, yo, that's weird. Niggas like, leave it. Like, he knows where we're going regardless.
Yeah, yeah.
So now we start following the Uber. We get to the address. Now, I'm parked up far where I can see the girl. She jumps out the Uber. She calls me. You know what I'm saying? I give it a little minute. Just on purpose, just to see, like, just in case the car pull, whatever.
Yeah.
No car pulls up yet. So now, I pull up on the girl. I'm like, yo, jump in. She jumps in. Well, what are you saying? Da, da, da. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, all right. Boom. Now I'm like, yo, let me drive like somewhere, because I don't trust this girl in the car.
Yeah.
She can have her location on for all you know.
Yeah, yeah, so one of those Apple tags and shit.
I went to the nearest parking lot, and it was like an outdoor parking lot, because I'm a rapper. At the end of the day, you're not finna pull no, oh, we were underground. No, we were outside.
In a public place.
Yeah,
yeah.
Talking to the outside parking lot, and I'm like, yo, what's going on with you? Like, you know, what's up? Da, da, da. You know when you can sense someone's on some shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm African, bro. You're not finna play those games with me. I'm African. I can sense when you're on some funny shit.
The ancestors are talking to you.
You know what I'm saying? I'm African. Remember that. So like, when I ask you something and you're lying, I'll know right away.
Yeah.
So the girl's just telling me, oh yeah, I'm good. Da, da, how you doing? Da, da. I'm like, I'm good. She's like, oh, listen. I'm like, yo, before you say anything, who's those guys you're talking to in the car, whatever?
Mm-hmm.
She's like, oh, that's my girl, you know? And after, I'm like, oh, that's your girl? Okay. Now I keep asking more questions about the girl. It went from a girl to her gay friend.
Oh, wow.
It went from a girl to like a nigga. And then the nigga went, like, she's saying it's my gay friend now. Like,
yeah,
I'm like, yo, like, all right, so what the fuck, like, why would you like, you know, what's going on? You know, she's like, oh, what are you talking about though? Like, how do you even know that? She's like, anyways, yo, I need to go link him right now. I'm like, what? She's like, yeah, I'm leaving. I need to go link him right now. And da, 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 da. I'm like, all right, I'm going to bring you back to where, like, you know?
Yeah, the original spot.
The original spot, like the address I put, not the parking lot, you know? So,
yeah. So
now she's like, she jumps in the car. I bring her back there. You know what I'm saying? We get there safely.
Mm-hmm.
So we get there safely. Now, when we get on the same street of the address, there's a black car.
Wow.
Tinted car. What car? The same car. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And now, the girl's just on some shit like, we drove past the car too. Like, we just cut from the car. Like, we drove past the car.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, yo, like, you know?
Bring me back over
there.
Bring
me back. I'm like, yo, listen. Like, what the fuck is going on? And the person keeps calling her. You know what I'm saying? So then, me, I just snatched their phone quick. I answered the phone. And then she's there like, you know, shocked. And the guy, like, basically, I couldn't see who's on the phone because it's a black screen. Of course, the person's covering their camera. I'm like, yo, the person that he's not saying nothing.
Yeah.
So I hung up the phone. I threw her phone out the car and told her to get the fuck out the car.
Mm.
And then she got out the car and I skirted off. End of the story. Now this girl's just making up stories about AK-47. Like, she's crazy.
Okay, so you see right there, I'm glad you broke that down, right? But what made her 6 months later or 3 months later decide, let me jump on Instagram and...
I'm the one who did it.
Oh.
I'm the one. Listen, I woke up one morning and basically seen one of my niggas poster.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? But he was at a club and she was like in the background type shit. He didn't mean to poster. It was just...
She's
she was
everywhere, in the background. Man. Holy
so
shit.
So now I'm paranoid for my nigga. Like, yo, you don't know about this girl. So like, I'm like, yo, I got to put the message out there for the ones out there that just love linking girls because of how they look.
Yeah.
Or probably they never got some in so long and now they have a little clown. Girls want to holler at them. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is, bro. I'm just putting the word out there so my niggas don't get caught up in that shit. Because I'll be damned if my nigga got hit by the same bullet I dodged, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's all I was doing, bro.
Fam, you know what she reminds me of? You ever hear that Snoop Dogg song, Everywhere I Go? Every single place I go, I see the same hoe. It's like, what the hell, fam?
You guys got water?
You got any water, King?
I need water. Yeah, that's what happened, bro. That's what basically happened, you know? And,
that's crazy.
You know, I'm not mad at the girl or anything because I'm still alive and she's still alive at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So it's like, yo, just mind your business, bro. Go on about your day. That's it.
I'm glad you cleared that up, fam. Okay, so now that we got that out of the way, I feel we can get into the Little Beretti story.
We love hip hop.
Listen to the sponsors, Diamond Club, with delivery all over the GTA and now all across Canada. They got the best selection of flower, edibles, and pens and all types of goodies that you need. You can find them on their Instagram page, DiamondClub_Canada, or you can find them on the 7 Days of Weed app as well as the Leafy Things app. Let them know that you heard about them through the We Love Hip Hop Network and they may give you a discount. Big salute to Diamond Club. Cheer! All right?
Yeah.
Now, you grew up Regent Park. Parents are from Guinea. Mm. Right? What was the household like when you guys were growing up? Like, young. I'm not talking about teenage times. I'm talking about young.
When I was younger, basically, I was like, yo, I was in Regent Park, you know what I'm saying, going to Duke of York. For those ones who know Duke of York, Duke of York is a legendary school. I was going to Duke of York. And, I used to play soccer, basketball, shit. Yeah, two sisters. My little sister plays ball. She's in Charlotte. She's gonna go to D1 just now. You know what I'm saying? Man. Or she might go to, you know, the women's NBA, whatever you call it. What is
the
that?
WNBA.
WNBA. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, like she's pretty hard. Like she averages 12 points a game. You know what I'm saying? I just watched the game a couple of days ago. She scored like 26 points.
Oh, sick.
Yeah, so my sister is putting in work. You feel me?
Yeah.
Shout out to her. Back to what I was saying. So, yeah, and I have an older sister there. And, like, yeah, she's my heart, too. So, at the same time, yo, bro, honestly, I never had no rough growing up because everything I went through, I learned from. And I'm happy I learned from it. I'm not happy I went through those things, but I'm happy I got to feel how it feels when you're down, so you know what to do to get back to that spot. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So being in the trenches and signing my deal when I was 16 and shit, was all like a miracle. Like, you feel me?
But before that, right? And let me see. B3, let me get a lighter from you. This one is dying out over here.
Which one's the water? This one?
Thank you for that, brother. Before that, right? There's something I was reading in a past interview you did that you got sent away to Guinea at 8 years old.
Oh, yeah.
So you were a bad breed.
Nah, I was a fucked up little nigga, bro. I'm not going to lie, bro. I was fucked up, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. What was that experience like? Like, you're here in Canada, you're running around Regent streets.
There's a documentary. You guys go watch the documentary. Just search up Lil Beretti documentary on YouTube. You'll see it. But yeah, back to where you're saying, what do you say?
You're sent away at 8 years old to Guinea?
Yeah, I was sent away at 8 years old, you know, but I went there for 4 years. I came back when I was like 12.
Mm. What was that experience like being over there? Like you're home, but it's a whole different country, fam.
Africa is crazy. Let's start there, bro. If you guys, that's the real trenches. Like, you know what I'm saying? Over here, at least you got community housing, you got different supports and all that. Over mm-hmm. there, it's like, it's trenches. But the good part about Africa is like, there's a poor and rich, you know? So if you're like someone that's smart and really take your education serious back home, then like, you know, you're going to get to the riches.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's only a few people that don't have that knowledge or that patience to go to school and do that and do those things. Me, myself, I didn't finish school, bro.
Mm.
You know, I stopped when I was at grade 10, but I plan on going back when I'm rich and I'm settled and my mind's at ease. You know what I'm saying? But right now, it's like, I'm a businessman. You feel me? You don't gotta look at Elon Musk and all these guys. None of these guys, like a couple of these guys, didn't go to school to do what they do. You feel me?
Yeah.
And I definitely didn't get my flows from my teacher and definitely didn't get my swag from my teachers and all that, bro. You know?
Well, you were probably hearing a lot of music in the house that was not just the regular
Channel
hip-hop.
49, and Channel 49 BET. Yeah. If you know Channel 49, you're a real nigga, man.
But I'm not talking about BT. I'm talking about like the rich home roots music, like stuff that you're hearing from like your mom and pops playing.
My mom is a music artist herself, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's my first time ever making a song with what was at my mom's session. My mom recorded some music.
Okay.
And basically she had like an hour left of the session and she was tired or whatever. So I'm like, yo, let me go in the studio and try some. But I was already writing some stuff at the crib because of my influence, like, you know, in music and shit. You feel me? Like of the influence the music gave me. You feel me?
Yeah.
Of just listening to BET music, African music, everyday music. My older sister was a sick, like a choreography dancer, you feel me?
Okay, okay.
Like a professional choreography dancer, like she was good at it,
you feel
me? So, back to what I was saying.
So you're in the studio, you get that extra hour.
Yeah, I'm in the studio, I get that extra hour. And I knocked out one song called I Think I'm Loving Them Bands. It was like a Famous Dex remix.
Mm.
Famous Dex had dropped a track called Drip of My Walk. And I dropped the remix to it. And I got a lot of negative review after that.
People weren't feeling it.
Yeah.
Where's your first one?
Yeah, people weren't feeling it, bro. You know.
And where did you post it? You posted it on SoundCloud?
I posted it on YouTube. I posted it on SoundCloud and stuff. And I made another song, too, actually, before that, too. I made a song called Stupid.
Mm.
And I remember I recorded it on Queen Street West by the McDonald's and stuff. That shit was lit, bro. That was when I was younger and stuff, you know? My first studio session probably was that, actually. But my first time really, like, writing something, going in there and trying to actually put my whole heart in it was at my mom's session. And then that whole shit played out. People didn't like the song. I took it down. And then I started just hustling in the streets or whatever, doing whatever I got to do to make me some little change and go to the studio. The studio was $50 an hour.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And that was, if you guys know who Jeff is a legend, bro. Any rapper that came up from Toronto probably went to Jeff and recorded with Jeff.
Mm.
He's a guy that used to live on Sherbourne.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So he had a house on Sherbourne and he used to have a studio. And we used to go in there, pay him $50 an hour to record us.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So me and a couple of my dogs will go like four people. We all put 50 down. So that's a lot of hours.
Yeah.
You know? Sometimes, like, I would try to go. Me, most, I'm smart. So I would try to go to the studio with people that believe in me more than people that just want to come and rap with me. Because look, there's just one door. there's not 100 niggas can't fit through one door.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If we all try to go through one door, bro, no one's getting in. We're all going to get squished.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like on some shit. I didn't want to bring people to the studio that I wanted to rap in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
Not even on no hating shit. I just wanted to bring people to the studio that believed in me.
They seen a vision.
And like, they were putting their 50 down. So I have more hours to make more hits.
Yeah.
And that's how Southside, Northside, and all those tracks came about. Shout out my nigga Tom Tom. That's my OG. You feel me? That real nigga. And he's the one who really, he was putting money behind all of this shit. You feel me? So, yeah, it's a crazy story, bro.
So, you mentioned
that's my manager too.
So yeah. Salute to him. Yeah. You mentioned the South Side and North Side, right?
Yeah.
And growing up in Regent, a lot of people watch little documentaries on YouTube and different things. And even from back before that, people know Regent as a notorious hood. Okay.
Yeah.
And there's this difference. There's a North Side Regent and a South Side Regent, right?
Yeah.
What was one of the things that you, like that whole separation, like you're starting to see, we're seeing it on the news, people talking about it and stuff, fam. Like,
yeah,
what were you guys dealing with on ground zero, basically?
It was just, it's not what it seems on internet. You guys have to always get your mind off the internet for a sec, because a lot of shit on the internet is not what it seems.
Yeah, yeah.
Just like that girl who's talking about that stupid shit, but you know, a lot of shit on the internet is not what it seems. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So people got it misinterpreted.
There's more unity, I feel like, from when I see the music videos and stuff like that, than what people were talking about on the news. Am I right with that, fam?
What is it?
There's more unity between the North and the South when I see in music videos and stuff like that, from the way the music has evolved over the years. And
the North and the South always been together. You feel me? There's just certain people on each other's side that just didn't like each other, but that shit all got squashed. You feel me?
Yeah.
So like, there's no really internal shit. And like, you feel me? I'm a nigga from the hood. I'm not finna be on no interview speaking about anyone's shit.
Yeah,
you feel me?
Yeah, for sure.
That's
for
none
sure.
of my business. Niggas can. That's nigga shit. You feel me?
Yeah, yeah.
So well, yeah,
the hood changed over the years, right? Like gentrification started hitting the hood. When you drive through Regent Park, it's it looks way different than back in the days.
Yeah, it looks sexy now.
But how did that affect the people who lived there? Like, was there a lot of displacing, sending people around like to different hoods and shit? Like, or
nah, the hood, there's two sides of the hood, bro. There's the raw, there's like the north side still there, and then there's the condos and stuff.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like I said, it looks sexy, as in like there's a lot of bad bitches over there now. You know,
so
what
you
saying?
Guys like that? Y'all are good with that.
We're good with that. Like, you guys can gentrificate whatever the fuck you want. You know, we're good with that. At the end of the day, we get the money. We stay out the way.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We pray to Allah and, you know, pray for the best and prepare for the worst. That's it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The gentrification didn't change much, because at the end of the day, you guys just put more bad bitches in the hood. Thank you, bro.
Yeah. And as long as they're not kicking everybody out the hood, then that's a good thing. You know what I'm saying?
They did move most of the people out the hood and shit. You know? Like me, I left a long time ago. I left for when I got signed and stuff. Like those times.
Yeah.
I had to cut. You feel me? So. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, they moved a lot of people out, but it's still like, it's a habit. You can't, you know, when you're in the city, you want to at least go there and say what up to your peoples.
Tap
you know
in.
What I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, and now I like, it's different too, because people over there are more like relaxed and laid back now, you know? Because, yeah, like we're relaxed and laid back. You know what I'm saying? That's all it is. Like,
not just as much tension in the air as back in the days.
Nah,
probably.
Bro, we're relaxed and laid back. Alhamdulillah, you know.
Yeah. One thing also, I see you doing a lot of songs with Young Smoke. Big salute to Young Smoke.
Yeah, that's my dad.
You're right. Did you know Smoke Dogg when he was alive back in the days?
We big salute to Steedman
Hot Grabba with a variety of different grabba flavors and dispensers. They got red rose grabba, that red herring grabba, and peanut butter. Hit them up on their Instagram page, Steedman Hot Grabba, and use the code We Love Hip Hop and receive a discount on your order. Again, you can find them on Instagram, Steedman Hot Grabba. Now let's get back to the show. Cheer.
Yeah, I did. That's brisky, you know?
Did you guys ever have an opportunity? Like, were you were already into making music then?
Yeah, right before he died, like, I think, like, a month before he died, we're super locked in. We're trying to go to the studio and record and stuff and all that. Smokey's a real nigga, bro, you know?
All right, so, Smokey, man.
Yeah, so, yeah, bro, at the end of the day, niggas still have pull because of him. You feel me?
Yeah.
Like, in the city, like, you know what I'm saying? His name is, real respected downtown. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, man, that's all I got to say about that, though. We keep everything off the internet and we just stay humble and pray to Allah. That's it.
Yeah,
that's
man.
That's it. You feel me?
That's how it's got to be.
We're going to grieve in peace. That's it.
Yeah, man. And your name. Very generic interview question. How you get your name, the name Lil Beretti?
Lil Beret, basically, Beret is my pops' last name, my dad's last name. And I'm the little him, you feel me? So,
okay.
Lil Beret.
That's, listen, Pam, I never knew that. And it's Lil Beret because I see different people say Beretti or Beret, right?
Yeah, it's Lil Beret. Long live my dad too. You feel me? Long live my pops.
Yeah, you know, man. R.I.P. Yeah, bro.
R.I.P. my dad.
So now we've gotten to the point where you're still a young man. You're making music, and then a record deal comes along. How do you get to the point where record companies are coming in at you and you sign a deal?
I was just consistent dropping, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I wasn't one of those guys where, like, if I play my song to you, you don't like it, I look at you like you're hating.
Yeah.
You know, I look at you like, yo, what do you not like about it? You know? And if what you say goes along with what three other people said type shit, then there is something wrong, you know, and I got to fix it on my side.
Yeah.
So I'm not like a tough nigga on that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, when it comes salty.
Yeah, when it comes to, like, you know, my people's opinion on my tracks and shit, I really take that in. But sometimes you can't ask certain people because they're just yes mans, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes certain people just want you to make that gangster shit. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. The gangster shit sells, but yo, people have to understand too, I'm an artist. You feel me? Mm-hmm. I'm not one of them. You know what I'm saying? I'm an artist. So, like, some people can't get in the booth and do what I do. So, you know what I'm saying? Some people, when they grow up, they get used to certain type of music.
Mm-hmm.
So if I make music for when you liked it at that point, and you grow up and your ears change, dude, does that mean I have to adjust my music? At that point, it's just going to be like a
catch-up game, yeah.
You know, like a catch-up game with my peoples and my fans.
Mm-hmm.
But really, I gotta focus on my fans. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And really, if a fan is a fan, if it sounds good, they're going to keep it real and tell you what they like about it and what they don't, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So what song specifically or what set of songs put you on the radar to the labels?
Turn Up. I dropped Turn Up. What else? I dropped Turn Up. I dropped Real.
Mm-hmm.
I dropped South Side. I dropped North Side. All of that shit was independent. And all of that shit was getting a million views a year. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? So, those four songs I dropped. What else? I think there was like one more song I dropped. I forgot what it was. I think it was a song with Rax, Big Rax, Free My Nigga Rax. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Free Rax. So yeah. I dropped a song with him too. So it was like five songs in total. Yeah.
And when you signed with the label and stuff like that, what changed, or what changed like around you?
A lot changed, bro. Cause now it's like, you gotta know how to move.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta know how to walk around. You gotta know how to talk to people, especially, you know, there's probably a lot of times where I shouldn't have said a lot of shit to certain people cause it was not needed mm-hmm. to be said type shit. But it's cause I was younger and like, you know, I don't take back nothing. I gotta walk on my mistakes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, and learn from it. So that's what I gotta say about that. You feel me? So
you were probably on the top of the world at that point.
I was, yo, bro. My mom always told me one thing too. Don't show people what you were doing. Show people what you're gonna do. So I'm not even about to get into what I was doing. Everyone that knows me knows what I was doing. You guys could go on YouTube and see for yourself. I don't have 3 million views on each song. Like not each song. 70% of my songs, I have over 2 million views.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Facts. And a lot of streams. So like, it's not for no reason. So you guys can go see that, and the videos will show you how I was living.
Yeah.
I don't really want to talk about that because the evil eye is very strong. You feel me?
No, for sure. For sure.
It's just, yeah, that's it. I'm here to motivate people. That's it. I'm not here to talk about what I was doing. You know what I'm saying? Let's talk about what I'm going to do in front of you guys now. You know what I'm saying?
No, for sure. For sure. I just want to make sure to get that history, because when I look around on the internet, there are some interviews of you, but I feel like it's my job to get that proper history lesson of any artist that I interview, so that moving forward, people are like, oh, this is why I like that guy. You know what I'm saying? His story is sick. So getting off of the label stuff, right? How did you get off of the label?
Yeah, man, yo, it's a crazy story. I owe an apology to my old label.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Because
get that lighter for me.
It wasn't like they told me, yo, your contract's almost over. Mm. I was on some shit like, yo, I'm that nigga. Like, yo.
Yeah.
Like, bare people are knocking at the door. And like, you know how it goes, the battling war and all that.
Mm-hmm. So, bidding war and shit. Yeah.
Bidding war. So I hurried up on my process, basically. Instead of enjoying the process of being signed and and experiencing certain shit, I rushed it. And I did what I did with them.
Yeah.
Still, they made me a legend. You know what I'm saying? Shout out XL Recordings.
Yeah, salute.
New Gen. Shout out, what's her name? Caroline. You feel me? Caroline's a real one. You feel me? Who else? Yeah, the owner of XL. All those guys, they gave me a chance when I was 16. And that's why I love them. You know what I'm saying? So now that I'm grown, I can finally like sit back like, wow, these guys, like, what a hell of a life. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah.
No, it's an experience,
but
man.
Yeah, after that, I got out the deal. How many years ago? Basically, I got
about
out the deal 20.
Ago?
No,
4 years ago now?
Yeah, I got out the deal 2019.
Well, yeah.
2018, 2019.
Wow, that was that far back. Eh?
Yeah, and I'm still independent now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So all that talk, everyone, no one can ever try to downplay my name. Like, you know what I'm saying? I've been independent since 2019.
Yo, that's crazy, fam.
You know?
Yeah, because all of those moves that you've been making over the last few years, now that you've mentioned that it's 2019, have all been independent, including the King Von track, fam.
Let's talk about that. You know what I'm saying?
Holy
even
shit,
the King
fam.
Von track, I got the King Von track was, you know what I'm saying? Legendary.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, and this is the thing too. One more thing.
Mm.
You see all that shit people have to say about me or whatever people be talking.
Yeah.
When niggas see me in person Friday, I promise you. Yo, Barrett. Yo, bro, I fuck with Southside.
Mm.
Yo, bro, I fuck with Northside. Yo, broski, yo, let me get a picture. Da, 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 da.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So like, all that everything niggas have to say, when niggas see me in person,
it's never the same.
It's never the same. But I'm probably not the first person to say this shit.
No, fam, I know, fam.
So
as a public figure,
you know?
I get a lot of people who give me backlash online, but when I
when
in the street,
they just want to, they're fanning out. They don't even know how to act around you.
That's you?
Yeah, that's how they move. You know what I'm saying? That's how they move Friday. Yeah.
I know, fam.
It's crazy. You know
I understand.
Saying? Yeah, and like, I did the King Von shit.
Mm-hmm.
And like, that's why a lot of niggas that rap and do that, look up to this nigga.
Yeah.
And like, if that nigga told me he fucks with me and he fucks with my shit, and like, what the fuck? You think I give a fuck what any of you guys have to say?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And he's in the video too. It's not just a here's a verse, and he gave you a fucking banger verse. Vando,
you know? Yeah. But like, yeah, like, that's what I'm saying. So it's weird. Like, it's just weird, bro. It's just weird. Niggas, it's just like, you guys look up to a nigga, and now niggas see a nigga like me do a feature with him.
Mm.
And niggas is just salty.
Yeah.
Yo, there's the time I did a feature with Von, there's time that Von called me talking about, yo, broski, like, you can't, like, that's not how it even sounds, but, you know, in my words, it's like, yo, basically he was saying, like, people are messaging him weird shit. People are talking shit like that. He said, yo, it's funny, but yo, you're hard though. Like, I fuck with your shit. Like, like, my nigga, keep rapping, fam.
Yeah.
Fuck the negativity type shit. You feel me?
How did you guys link first place?
I messaged him.
Just like that.
Boom, just like that, I messaged him, that's it. You know what I'm saying? So like, yeah, so he said that shit, and it's like, I'm like, yo, what the fuck? It's like, this guy doesn't even know me from a hole in the wall.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So like, who gives a fuck what these guys be saying, my nigga? Bro. Let me really focus on my music shit. And that's the shit Von was doing to niggas, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He really like, you know what I'm saying? You're like, yeah, you're on that street shit, but at the end of the day, you gotta feed the fams and do what you got to do in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Business is business at the end of the day.
Yeah.
You don't ever step your foot in niggas' is business, bro. We're all grown men. You're a grown man. I'm a grown man. We're all grown men. You know what I'm saying? That's why I respect, bro. That's how he took it.
Yeah.
Yo, from a grown man to grown man, we're doing business.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not his blood or whatever issue you got with me, that's all out the window, nigga.
Yeah.
He gotta feed his family, my nigga. Fuck.
Yo, that's crazy that niggas hating on you so hard that they're trying
And when I say niggas, I'm talking about public figure niggas, but I'm not gonna get into that.
I'm just saying that the hate is so strong that they're gonna DM the nigga that is doing a feature with you to try to sway him from not fucking with you, bro. That's crazy.
Basically, you know, basically.
How do you deal with that backlash, fam?
I don't care, though. I'm from downtown. There's how many fucking people walking around downtown? Everyone's a... bro, like, there's too much people for me to give a fuck if you're hating. You feel me? I'm from down... Like, I don't know about you guys, where you're... Wherever suburbs you're from or wherever you're from. Not to be on no extra shit. But I'm from downtown. There's too much people for you to give a fuck if someone's hating on you.
Yeah.
That's it. Straight.
That's real talk, fam.
Like I said, just pray to Allah and, you know, mind your business. That's it. That's it.
Yeah.
The hate, I don't give a fuck about the hate, to be honest. Like, that's not phased. That's why you see me. You know what I'm saying?
Fam, you...
The ghetto sugar.
Bro, you've been doing your thing. You've made some legendary moves. You're still making legendary moves from what we learned from this conversation here today. That like a lot of these moves that you made have been independent, which is amazing.
Yeah. I even did a song with Sada Baby independently. You know what I'm saying?
Sick.
And all that. Yeah, that shit was all that shit was lit, bro.
Yeah.
I sent him a verse, went on it, got that shit cleared, and boom.
Yeah, fam. You listen. I'm proud of the things that you've done, and I think you should be proud of yourself, fam.
Yo, I'm always proud of myself. I'm just humble. You know what I'm saying? I'm humble, and I'm a child of God. That's it. I don't care about none else.
Yeah.
For me.
What do you feel, and just the last few questions I have for you here. What are one of the things that you think that you learned from your journey in this game, yo?
Don't judge a book by its cover.
Mm.
Basically, anybody that comes to me and tells me about someone, it's like, I'm not gonna move off what they say and directly treat the other person a certain way. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm gonna see what it is for myself. And if whatever you said don't match up with the person's demeanor or the way they move and all that,
yeah,
and whatever you said don't match with what I see,
mm,
I'm not even gonna come back to you and say, yo, you're tripping. I'm just, you know what I'm saying? You know what it is now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know what it is now. He's just not, you know, it's common sense. You feel me?
The truth is revealed. The
truth is revealed. Like, you're just talking shit at this point.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah, yeah.
And that's why Toronto is the way Toronto is right now.
Mm.
That it starts from a lot of that shit. You know what I'm saying? A lot of, yo, da 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 da, this nigga da da da. And then you're on some shit like, all right, you see that nigga, you don't even give him a chance to really like see what he's on.
Yeah.
And now you guys got issues because of this guy. And then now we fall out. You got issues with him now. Now I got issues with you. Now you got two niggas that got issues with you.
Yeah.
And for all you know, we could click up.
Yeah. And I think social media helps to really make that stuff worse. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah,
that's
man.
How these guys be playing it, bro. It's funny as shit, bro. Yeah, man.
Yo, dog, I'm really glad that we got to chop it up here today, bro. Get into the mind of Lil Barrett and find out, you know, really what makes you tick and what you know, what it is behind this music that we hear, fam. Like I said, I've been a listener of your music for a while. I like the diversity that you put into your music. You don't just come with the rah-rah shit. You come with some diverse shit. I'll give you one of my favorites, that video that you did in Africa. You dropped it like a couple of years ago. One of my favorite tunes, fam.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
What was that shit called again? What was it called again?
I'll go through the catalog here on YouTube and see if I could find out. That's one of my favorites, fam.
What's it called again?
I think that was like number one on our top six that one time when it first dropped.
Yeah, I forgot.
Fam,
that.
You got too much tunes, fam.
Yeah, no.
Well, while I'm looking for that, what do you got coming up next? What do you got coming up for 2024?
Yeah. I got one song called Let's Get It. Mm-hmm. I'm about to drop that on one of my fans' birthday, because now whatever I do in this music shit, now I just got to dedicate it to my fans.
Facts.
Or my family. So I just decided to post on Instagram and say, whatever fan has a birthday coming up this month, because I'm trying to drop it this month, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So whichever person has a birthday coming up and that's been a fan of me, you got to send me your ID first so I can at least see it's your birthday, so you're not scamming me. You feel me?
Yeah, no finessing.
No finessing. And I'm going to drop the song the day, you know what I'm saying? The day of your birthday. Yeah, and that's just some shit some fans will live with forever. You feel me?
Yeah, so yeah, dedications.
Don't none of you rappers don't try to steal my swag. Do not. Yo, listen. You heard it here first, right?
Yeah.
Listen, man. I know you guys, you labels, that you guys are looking for promo stunts right now.
Their birthday track dropping
not,
after this.
Do not steal my wave, bro. I'm gonna call you out.
Yo, when this drops, I'm watching, okay? If I see all the birthday tracks dropping after that.
Yeah, send that to me on Instagram.
Send a royalty piece, man. You know? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. Lil Barrett, my bad. Lil Barrett in the building.
Nah, Lil Barrett. You know, okay,
yo,
a lot
when
of people,
you hear that, does that fucking annoy you, bro?
Nah, it doesn't, because your people don't even know how to say my real name properly. You know
no,
what I'm saying?
No, but some like, yo, I'm saying like big radio
French
announcers
name,
and
a,
shit are saying it
It's a French
wrong.
Name. It's Lil Barrett.
Oh.
Yeah. Lil Barrett, but it's just like people don't know how to pronounce Barrett, you know, so they just say Barretti, Barrett.
Yeah.
But I'm cool with that. Whatever you know what I'm saying? I'm good. Like,
listen, fam, I'm bilingual. I know how to speak French, so I get it. You know what I'm saying? Man. Yeah, man. Lil Barrett in the building. Before I get out of here, I want to give a quick salute to the sponsors. Big salute to Diamond Club. Hit them up on their Instagram if you need that loud. Diamond Club_Canada. As well as Steamin' Hot Grabba. Hit them up on their Instagram, Steamin' Hot Grabba. And Exotic Hot Pots, hit them up on their Instagram, exotichotpot.ca. I'm going to take us out here with that track, Top Shotta.
And wait, hold on.
Talk to me.
I'm dropping Let's Get It this month.
Mm.
So all you guys go on Lil Barrett's Instagram and stay tuned. Follow me on TikTok. Follow me everywhere else. You gotta follow me. And don't be late, bro. I'm gonna drop the song. It's gonna be hot. Featuring my nigga J Boy. You know what I'm saying? Young Soldier. You know what I'm saying? His name is Young Soldier. You can find him on IG too. And yeah, we're going to do it like that, bro. That's how we starting off the year with good positivity and
yes,
all that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Let's get it, man. Top Shotta, Lil Barrett. We are off of this.
Yeah.
Deuces. Jeez.
Is it money make friends, but I got friends. Chats at your face like I'm in here for them. Big gun in my clip got 10. Clip got 10, I said my clip got 10. Yeah. Top shot, I'm the leader of the gang. If she play games, I'ma leave her again. Send shots at your dreads. My enemies don't wanna see me again. White chick in his hat, he said a good, good. Rich nigga always pay for pussy. He no feed that for pussy. I know niggas that.
We love hip hop.